We're in Keses HaSefer, Simen Yud Gimel, Seif Aleph. Midas HaSefer Torah V'Shir Hadafen V'Hashitin. Simen Yud Gimel is about the size, the measurements of a Sefer Torah, and the shear of each column, and the amount of lines, Uboi Hei Seifim. Seif Aleph. Ein Oysen Sefer Torah, Loi Orka Yeser Al HaKefoi, V'Loi HaKefoi Yeser Al Orkoi. When making a Sefer Torah, one should not make the height more than the circumference, nor vice versa. Pirish, what does that mean? Shetzarech lechaven sheyehechut hamakif yiriyas kol ha-sefer kishu tofur v'golul oruch kishir oirech ha-sefer. What that means is that the circumference of the Sefer Torah, once it's been sewn and rolled, should be the same as the height of the entire Sefer. What's the reason for this? V'zeo mishum mitzvah zakeli v'anveyu. Because it's nice. She'im yeh oruch yoser midai. Because if it will be too tall, oy ave yoser midai, or if it will be too chunky, lo yeh noa kalkach, it won't be so nice. As I zogt in Emuka Yosef in the beginning of Hilchas Sefer Torah. Now, so how big should it be? V'kamahu arkoi, how tall should it be? Bigvil, if you're writing the Sefer Torah on Gvil, shisha tvachim. K'moy shehayu aluchais. Why shisha tvachim? Because the luchais was six tvachim high. As I zogt the Mordechai. V'heim chav dalet etzbois, 6 tfachim is 24 etzbois. B'roichav agudel beinani, when you're dealing with an average-sized thumb, which is, v'hu rachav shiva sa'oirais beinaniyos, which is the size of 7 average grains of barley, zu b'tzad zu b'doichak, when they're snugly placed against each other. V'hein ba'oirach shtei sa'oiris b'revach, and that is the length of 2 grains of barley, when they're spaced out. As I zogt the Rambam. The way I translated it, I think, is the Pashtus. There's another pshat brought in the Chazanish, in the Kuntres HaShiurim, in Simen Lamites, in Sivkotin Zayin. Ubeklaf, oipoches oyoyser. So again, so by Gvil, the height of a Sefer Torah should be 6 tvachim. By Klaf, the height of a Sefer Torah could be oipoches oyoyser. V'hu she'yeh orkei kekeifei, it could be larger than 6 tvachim, it could be smaller than 6 tvachim. The main thing is that the height of the sefer should be the same as the circumference. V'cheinim osa begvil poches mishisha tvachim, u'miyet es haksav, ha'yeser al shisha v'hirchiv es haksav. Let's say you're writing on gvil, and you made it more than 6 tvachim tall, or you made the ksav smaller, and you made it less than 6 tvachim tall. Harei zeh kemitzvah. It's also going to be okay. In other words, as long as it's arki kekefei, that's the ikar. The 6 tvachim is just the ideal or recommended number, but if it's a different number, that's also okay. Now, when you're measuring the circumference, v'ha'amud shebestoich ha'sefer, yesh ayimim demitztarif lehekif, Tosfos and the Rosh say that the Eitz Chaim is included in the circumference, v'tzarech sheyeh beinani. And the Shita Mekubetze says that the size of the Eitz Chaim should be average. And there are those that say that the Eitz Chaim is not included in the circumference. And it seems, says the Keses, that the Iker Halacha is that the Eitz Chaim is not included. Says the Lishkas HaSefer, Seif Katan Aleph, Shetzarech Lechaven, V'chulei. Loshana Rambam, the Lashon of the Rambam is, Ketzad Yiskaven Ha'odam Ad Sheyasa. How can a person create a Sefer Torah, which is going to be Arkei Kehakefei? HaSefer Sheyeh Arkei Kehakefei. So now we're going to, the Keses is quoting from the Rambam. Maschil Umirabeya Es Ha'oires B'Shavah. The Rambam, this is in a tshuva. The Rambam says, the first thing you do is you take Oiris, you take Urias, and you cut them all to the same size. And you make the height, over here roichev means height, of each yiriyah vav tvachim. Ketzav echad l'kol achas, you make each yiriyah the same height. Once you have all those yiriyahs, you roll them up. You roll it into a cylinder shape, right? Like we have our Sifrei Torah, and you make sure it's tight. Moisif ba'iris u'mahadik, and you keep on adding iris and tightening it, ad she'yase hekef ha'krach vav tfachim, until the circumference of the bundle that you're rolling is vav tfachim, shehu reichev ha'or, which is also the height of the iris that you cut. So now you have the height of 6 tefachim, and you have the circumference of 6 tefachim. Umoided bekuchot sheyakif al hakrach, and you use a measuring tape around the krach to make sure that the height and the circumference are the same size and that they're both 6 tefachim. The acharkach, once you have that, yase kana shove, you make a straight ruler. Yia orka mem oinun etzbois, you create a ruler which is straight and it's 40 or 50 etzbois long. V'yachalek etzba mehen bekone l'shnayim u'l'shloishu u'l'arboa chalokim. You take each etzba on the ruler and you divide it into half etzbois, third etzbois, and quarter etzbois. K'dei sheyeda b'yishir chetzi etzba, so that you should know the size of a half an etzba and a quarter of an etzba, v'rivi etzba, k'yetzi b'zeh chalok, right? Like we have on our rulers today. You have halves, quarters, thirds, etc. V'yimdoit kol or b'kona zeh, and then you measure each yiriya with this ruler, ad sheyeda kama etzbois yesh b'kol or, until you know how many etzbois wide each yiriya is. Because again, you know how high each yiriya is, you just don't know how wide it is. So now when you measure it with this ruler, you'll know how wide it is. Ad sheyeda kama etzbois b'orech kol hakrach, until you know the width of each yiriya in the bundle. V'achar kach, lekeach oiris acheris, then you take other yiriyas, beis a gimel, two or three of them, livdoik behen shir haksav. So these are going to be your test yiriyas that you're going to try writing on. V'kaisa behen daf echad, and you write one column. V'dover yadua, and we know, she oirich hadaf yud zayin etzbois. The height of the shetach of the ksiva is going to be 17 etzbois. L'fi shehu meniach gilyan lamala gimel, ulamata dalet, because you have a gillion on top of three etzbois. It says in the Gemara that you need that. Ulamata dalet, and on the bottom of the urea, you have a gillion of four etzbois. So, by definition, what's going to be left is 17 etzbois. Aval roichav hadaf, but the width of the column, hu lefi haksav, that will depend on the size of the ksav. Im daka, im ava, whether you're going to use a smaller ksav, a thinner ksav, or a thicker ksav. Because obviously a thinner ksav will produce a narrower column, and a thicker ksav will produce a wider column. V'chein minyan hashita shebedaf, yavoyu lefi haksav, lefi shebein shita l'shita kimloi shita. And also the amount of lines will also depend on the size of the ksav, because you're going to have to leave between each line a blank line as space for the reish of the lamed and the regal of the kuf, etc. So once you've written your test column, so measure the width of the column with your ruler. And then add on to the width of the column the two etzbois which are between each column. In other words, in a Sefer Torah, there's a certain amount of space between each column, and that amount of space is two etzbois. The yechoshev kama dafin yavoyu b'krach shegolal me'oisei haksav shebodek boy v'yeda cheshben adafin. And then you make the cheshben how many columns will your whole Sefer come to on this Sefer Torah on these iris that you have in front of you. And then you'll know, based on that, how many columns you're going to need. In other words, you divide it, the yira kama nechtav bedav zeh, shebodek boi min haTorah kula. In other words, you take the percentage of this one column that you wrote versus the whole Sefer Torah, and then you multiply it, u'meshar lefi haSefer shekoisev mimenu, u'mechashev im also loy kol haTorah lefi minyan hadafim mizeh haksav shekoisev boi bikrach. In other words, you make the multiplication of what percentage this column is of the entire Sefer, you multiply it, and you see if it's going to fit into the amount of columns you have available to you on the areas in your bundle. And if you come to the cheshbon that you're going to have too many columns, so then what do you do? So make the ksav a little larger. Then you'll have less columns. The yivdaik bedaf acher, and then you do another test run. V'imhoitzi ha-cheshben sh'ha-Torah yesim in adafim. And if you make the cheshben that the length of the entire Torah is more than the amount of dafin that you have available to you, So Yemaya Taksav, so then you make the Ksav smaller, Ad Sheyarbe B'minyan Adafin, until you'll get more columns, and then you'll be able to fit it in to the bundle that you have. Yivdik B'daf Acher, Daf, and you check column after column, Ad Sheyavaya Cheshbin Echad, until it comes to an even Cheshbin. Me Acher Sheyeda Reichev Hadaf V'shiur, once you know the width of each column and its size, so then maskil ba'isei krach, then you can start writing on your real ureas. You don't have to use your test ureas anymore. Mechalek kol or va'or, dafin dafin. You take each urea and you divide it up into amudim besirtut kifi roichav hadaf shebadak boy va'ola hacheshben. You take each urea, right, and you divide it into amudim with the sirt. And that was you made a cheshbon now that the width of each column is X amount. So you see how many columns fit into your into each urea, and you divide up the ureas accordingly. V'yikai tashar, and you cut off the rats, val yachush, and you don't have to worry about it. Why not? You're losing the space at the end. The reason you don't have to worry about it is shebachroini yitoysef oiris acheris, because at the end you're going to have to add a urea al hakrach shegol al keneged kol atoisvois shekoitzitz mikol arva or, because this amount that you're cutting off from each urea at the end, you're going to have to add an or to make up for that missing space anyway, so it's going to work out okay. In other words, because when you measured the circumference, that was there, so now that you're cutting it off, even though it's going to disappear, but lamaisa you're going to have to add a urea to make up for it, so it's going to be okay. You don't have to worry about it, because it will flow automatically into the amount of columns that you're going to need. Let's say someone wants to make a Sefer Torah more or less than 6 tvachim. You make the cheshbon in the way that I just described. It's going to come out perfect. Provided, obviously, that you don't make any mistakes. Ad kan lashon Rambam. As I said, the Rambam in the Tshuva, I believe it's Simon Samach Vav. If you look in the Divrei Chamudis, he brings a number of digdukim in the Divrei HaRambam, that he brings two other drachim, how one can achieve, that he brings two ways, aside for this way, he brings another way of how one can achieve the ideal of Arkei Kehekefei. Says the Kesis of Cotton Bays, ubeklaf oipachos oyoyser, in klaf it could come to more or less than 6 tvachim. Zehu loshen haRambam. That's what the Rambam says. Ubegemara bava baser daf yudalad shalu as Rebbe. The Gemara says over there the following. They asked Rebbe, shira sefer Torah bekama. What is the correct size of a sefer Torah? Amar lahem, he said to them, bigvil shisha. By bigvil, in other words, when they want to know the correct size of a sefer Torah, it's to achieve orkei kekefei. So he said, the correct size for gvil is shisha tvachim. Beklaf bekama. They asked him, what's the correct size for klaf? Any day? He said, I don't know. Upirish Rashi. Rashi explains, Bigvil shehu av hekefei gadol tsaro shisha tvachim. When it's gvil, which is thick, and it has a big circumference, so then you're going to need 6 tvachim of height to match the circumference. Zu hi mida liyos nigmar b'shisha tvachim, b'ksav beinani. Yeah, in other words, if you have an average size ksav and you're writing on gvil, it'll come to a circumference of 6 tvachim and a height of 6 tvachim. That's what Rashi says. Umashma de beklaf shehudak, which klaf, so it's mashma from the Gemara and the Rashi, that klaf, which is thinner than gvil, because gvil is the full or and klaf is only half of the or, bepachas mishisha tvachim nigmar. So the hekif will be even less than 6 tvachim, because it's thinner klaf. Ubevadei pashtim il sahachiyu, and certainly that's the pashtis. V'haramam shekosev oyoyser, the Rambam says, oy pochas oyoyser, tzarechiyan. It's very schwer. How could it come to more if it's thinner? V'nisayir b'zeh b'seifim lechashamayim. Lechashamayim also has this kasha. V'kosev, and he says, v'tzarech leimer demefarish gvil shehu koved, gvil, which is heavy, shiru chazal b'shisha tvachim. Chazal assumed that it's 6 tvachim, avl klaf shehu kal, but klaf, which is light, efshir diyoysa mishisha tvachim nami, shapir dami, maybe more than 6 tvachim, is also okay because it's not so heavy. Ad kan l'shayne. V'einei muvin, says the Kesis, I don't know what he's talking about. The afal pisha haklav dak, because even though it's thinner, mikol mokim, kevan sha'orgei ke'kef, ayu muhuda ke'tev, since it has to have the same height and circumference, and it's wrapped up tightly, utzirichim beklav lahoysif iris, you have to add on iris, imkein amai bein kovdei shel gvil, kovdei shel klav, you're going to need more iris with the klav. So if you're going to need more iris, so the weight is going to come to the same as the gvil. Now, I don't know if somebody can explain to me why you have to add iris to the klav. I would appreciate it. That's what the Lishka says over here, but it doesn't really make any sense to me. I'm not sure what he means. Anyway, he gives his own pshat. Ulafi ani azdaiti ef shaloi merki darkam hoya shehaor hadak she'ein ba'oivav kedei lechalkoi hayu oisen mimenu gvil. The Kesa says that there were two types of iris when you would skin an animal. Sometimes the ur was thin, sometimes the ur was thick. So when the ur was thin, so from that they would make gvil. V'ha'ur ha'av, and when the ur was thick, hayu mechalkin oisai v'oisen mimenu klaf. So then they would split it in half. They would use half for klaf, half for duchsustus. And memela v'lachein lefamim haya klaf yaiser av min agvil. So it wasn't necessarily always so. Even though gvil is thicker than klaf, that's when you're dealing with the same size animal. But over here, what they would do is, when the animal was a thick or animal, so then they would split it and use it for klaf. But when the or of the animal was a thin or animal, they would use that for gvil. Memela, sometimes it could happen that the klaf was heavier than the gvil. Now, regarding the machlokes, whether the Eitz Chaim is included in the circumference or not, says the Lishka in Seif Cotton Gimel, v'ha'amad shebeteich ha-sefer, kein hetek ha-ramah. Yeah, he says, what I brought on top is the Loshen of the Ramah, v'ha'taz higia al-pi ha-tur, and the Taz, he has a ha'ara based on a tur. V'ha'amad shebeseif ha-sefer, and as the Keses, he wrote, ha'amad shebeteich ha-sefer, the Eitz Chaim, which is in the Sefer. And the Taz brings from the Torah that it's the Eitz Chaim at the end of the Sefer. V'cheinu b'shiltei agiborim, aval amud harishain, but the amud, the Eitz Chaim, at the beginning of the Sefer Torah, shebetchilosei, einem etzdarif, that is not included in the cheshbon of the circumference. V'chein pirish b'eragoyla. Right? So b'seif ha-sefer means you only include, means first of all, you're including an Eitz Chaim, and second of all, means you're only including one. V'amnam b'turim shenidvesu b'dirin for it, Huga bechidushei hagoyis v'ha'amud she'oisin la b'tchilasa v'saifa. In the Derenfort edition of the Torah, they have a hagoah that to include both of the atzei chayim. V'chein b'taisis kasvu amudim loshin rabim, which is plural. V'chein b'rasham v'bav v'asra v'gam b'shidim mekubetzis kasvu behedya shnei amudim shaboy. He says, Lehedya, both Atzei Chayim are included in the Cheshbon. Lachain Nirad, Lafine Yestaiti, Lashita Zois, Shnei Amudim Mitzdarfim. You include both Atzei Chayim in the Cheshbon of the circumference. Umashekosav HaRosh, Bilcha Sefer Torah, Bahadi Amud. Over there, the Rosh uses a singular Lashon, Lashon Yachid, Ratzalaymer, Kol Amud Amud. Each one of the two Atzei Chayim is referred to in the singular, but in the overall context, you include both Atzei Chayim. Oyefsher, or perhaps another possibility, the Nakat Hachi Mishum Diolaflam Misefer Torah Shebeazara Shaloi Hayaloi Rak Amud Echad. Maybe the Rush was learning out this idea from the Sefer Torah in the Azara, which had only one Eitz Chayim. Kevan Shelitchilosai Hu Niglal, because it was rolled to the beginning. So Mamela only had one Eitz Chaim in that particular Sefer Torah. Avol b'shar Sefer Torah, but on all other Sefer Torah, shenigla le'emtza, v'tzara shnei amudim, ein chiluk bein amud shebereishai l'amud shebeseifai, and you would need to measure the circumference, including both of the Atzei Chaim.